Now, I want to ask you about, we were talking about, again, the scenario of node negative, ER positive, should you give chemo? You know, most of these people are going to remain disease-free. I won't say are cured. Hormone therapy is going to have a big impact. They may need it for a long time, but can you get a little bit more out of chemotherapy? And in that regard, what your thoughts are about Oncotype DX? Because to me, this situation is totally different in the clinic today than it was 4 years ago because of Oncotype.
Right. And the Oncotype DX, and there's a very important trial that we've participated in, the TAILOR-X trial, which is going to look at these intermediate patients. So I think we all feel pretty good about identifying high-grade patients, so the high-risk patients.
Right.
So we're pretty good at that. You know, different things like being HER2 positive or strong number of lymph nodes or anything like that. And then I think we all either feel pretty good about low risk or something about the patient is telling us to only do the hormonal therapy. It could be age coupled with comorbid conditions, other diseases they have. It could be an incredibly low-grade tumor the pathologist describes as well differentiated and strongly ERPR positive and no lymph nodes. But there's a lot of patients out there, and the patients that I get the Oncotype DX on, a patient that's got a tumor that's 2 centimeters, 3 centimeters, and that happens. And obviously, relationship of size of tumor to breast size can be an issue. But
still no negative.
Still no negative. And that's a little big to be not giving chemotherapy to.
If you follow the 4 years ago, that woman's getting chemo, period.
That woman's getting chemotherapy, and she's getting an anthracycline, and she's getting aggressive treatment.
She might even get a taxane.
And she's eligible for all the trials and everything. Mm-hmm. And
but now she gets an Oncotype, and it's got a low recurrence score.
Correct. And now you feel
she
very comfortable.
Chemo.
You get very comfortable not giving the patient chemotherapy.
And then the other thing is the patient with a 1.1 centimeter tumor, who 4 years ago maybe was going to get chemo, kind of depends if she's 60, 65, people start backing off. Now she's got a high recurrence score. She's getting chemo now.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not every patient, but it's a lot of patients who kind of had their course changed.